podcast audio's going. Facebook Live is on. Mm-hmm. Give it a second for the YouTube, because
Amy copyrighted my terminal.
I'm woke.
Politics is weird.
Sterling sold my shit up. Knuckles all fat shit. Side though, it's all good. Whipped his ass so bad his stepmom's gonna feel me for the next 3 birthdays out this month.
Like that look little bitch, Eminem. Out of your
head. What you talking about, kid? This shit, he ain't fading nothing over here, though.
One ass whooping, man. They still want.
How you figure that, man?
Facebook Live is on.
Look around you, man. They own this shit. They own this couch you sitting on. Them shoes you got on your feet. This building. This school. This country. You. We behind enemy lines, dog. One beat down and never compare to 439 years of captivity. Never. I don't know shit. Freshman.
Cooling at a party, no better yet disco. Head feeling mellow from a bottle of Cisco. Move. To crush your fire, sucker MC like Crisco. Give me the cue. Check 1, 2. Don't try to come off for me, because your doo-doo is beating me the Z to the D. Like a stepchild. Let me tell you, homeboy, you file MCs. You know who you are on the bandwagon, YZ. Cause you a star. This is a year when the jokers are wild. When you're fat, you're hacking. Try to write your style. I get hip to the scheme before it happens. If it gets wild, then I'll start capping. But for now, since everything's calm, relate to the matter as I drop the bomb. Because I'm house.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
You on this couch you sitting on?
This show.
Them shoes you got on your feet.
Is brought to you.
This building.
By the fuck.
This school. This country. You.
That Father Teresa does not give.
Yeah. Let that be that. And there's Mo Loco in the archive chat space. Finally awake to catch the program live. And what you are hearing a different audio on your end, because that Facebook Live is on a little smart device, of which the microphone is a couple feet from us.
Yeah.
Right? A little farther from Phoenix Kalita than from me. And then, of course, the high-definition podcast audio and YouTube audio will be there. As a matter of fitnack,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and start up the old YouTube Areno.
Yes.
All right, what's going on, YouTube funkers? All right, so the title that I gave this one is the exact title of the headline for the article of sorts that went up on CNN, Negro Voter Shaming. But I wanted to rip through a couple of things before we get there. This is a Thursday in the wine cellar of sorts, if you will.
Of sorts?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
You don't know.
It has to be confirmed.
or denied.
And also, the soundboard has...
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
The soundboard has to keep up with the computer. We don't have a lot of not a lot of RAM on this computer.
It's a little old.
I know. We both have 2013 models.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things that, you know what, next year, work harder, work more overtime, get it in the can.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now.
Mm-hmm.
So folks know that I follow these black conservatives. And by conservative, keep in mind, we're talking about social conservatives.
Yes.
All right. Pro-patriarchy, homophobic, mm-hmm. transphobic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Social conservatives. They think that there are men's roles and women's roles.
Mm-hmm.
Boys will be boys.
Mm-hmm.
Social conservatives. If boys hit girls, it means they like them. Social conservatives. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Pro-capitalism. Social conservatives. They're not Republicans. They're just social conservatives.
Right.
And they're black people that are against white supremacy.
Right.
All right? Gotta rehash the whole thing, right? And the top voices... I'm making it three now. You know what, Tariq Nasheed, four top voices
mm-hmm.
among these black social conservatives against white supremacy. Francis Cress Welsing, Neely Fuller Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Gus the Renegade Negro of the COWS program,
mm-hmm.
and Tariq Nasheed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, those are the four top voices.
Now, where do you put Boyce Watkins?
Boyce Watkins, he should be one, right?
I think so. Like, he tends to be...
He's big time.
A little bit more on, like, the... economic, like, we need to build black wealth part, but he's very adjacent.
That's, like, his main thing.
Yeah.
Because we covered him with Eddie Gloud. You know what? Boyce Watkins, number five.
Yeah.
Social conservative.
Yeah, because I had to retweet. He was talking some wild shit on Twitter about Cardi B, and I don't like Cardi B because she can't rap, but, you know, he was like, she was a stripper and bad influences and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nigga... You had a dude spend an entire fucking segment on your show saying that black women have equal social standing and rights to white men in America. Shut the whole fuck up.
I'm still looking for the cis white women that can confirm that they are above. This is what this motherfucker said. He said that cis white women in social hierarchy are above cis white men.
Yes, it was. He said it was like a house or some shit. Like,
yes.
White women were in the attic. The ground floor, like the living room, was all women of color and white men, so black women, including black women, on this floor, and then black men are in the basement.
That's why the first black president was DeBrat. They really liked her album. They were like, you know, Funkified is a classic forever. 9-track, she nailed it.
Actually, Harriet Tubman was the first black president. It's just history books revisioned it.
That's right. Yes. See, if you knew about the studies of ancient Kemet... Harriet Tubman was a Moor. Whatever the fuck these clown ass niggas. All right, but
Hebrew Israelite.
They also have little fans, and one of their little fans is a stand up comedian, calls himself Ken Steele or Ken Steezy,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty sure that Michelle Obama talks a lot of shit about Barack. And about black men in general. All right?
That he's privy to what she says off camera, I'm sure.
I did some searching. I found some stuff that she said.
Oh.
And it's pretty damning.
All right.
And this is a post that Ken Steele, a.k.a. Ken Steezy, made on the Facebooks. I hope that's the child with the dishes and not the cats.
Same here.
We just heard plates clanking in the kitchen.
Whew.
And we is be scared. We don't need to be buying new sets of dishes.
These dishes
work fine. So this is a post he made on the Facebooks. And then some people commented. And it's a public post, right? So some nigga named Ralph Anthony said, she's a black man her damn self. So pushing the old classic transphobia on her, just deliberate misgendering,
mm-hmm.
anti-dark-skinned black woman, you know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And a nigga named Terrence Gerard said, I recall she called him weird and trifling. And Ken Steele came back to Gerard and said, can't stand all the shit she's talked over the years. Worse than Melania 1.0 before her attitude adjustment.
What?
I don't know what the fuck that comment means at all. I have no idea. But I looked it up because I was like, huh. So she called Obama weird and trifling. Mm-hmm. So I went looking. So like, there's something that used to be an outstanding magazine. And then the co-owner really wanted to be a rapper and decided to battle someone that he couldn't battle. And things went awry. And so now it's an online publication. They might still have physical copies. And it's called The Source Magazine. Mm-hmm. And they have this little piece of it. It's a short little thing from The Source Magazine. And it says, Michelle Obama wasn't impressed with Barack on their first encounter. So let's see. I'm actually going to go through this whole thing because it's that short. All right. It starts out saying the Obamas are considered relationship goals. But in the beginning, it wasn't really like that. So it says, when they first met, Michelle Obama was Barack's mentor. And they're not using her, you know how patriarchy is, maiden name.
Yeah.
Because when they first met, that's
pre-marified.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when they first met, Michelle was Barack's mentor during his first year practicing law at Harvard. Michelle referred to Barack as trifling because he strolled in late for their first meeting. So now we found the word trifling. So let's see the full context around her saying this.
So he was late.
Well, when you're late for your first meeting, you shouldn't be called anything like trifling. That's black male misandry,
uh-huh.
As I hear it called on Gus the Renegade Negroes program.
Right, right.
So he strolled in late for their first meeting. Michelle admitted that she didn't know what to expect from Barack because she felt like he may have been considered a token black man. Quote, I have my suspicions when a bunch of white folks fall out in behind a black man. I sort of think he can talk straight, so they think he is wonderful. End quote. She also says she didn't know what to expect from a guy named Barack Obama from Hawaii. However, when he walked in, everything changed. Michelle says that Barack has always had swag, and she found him attractive. Quote, Barack Obama has always walked like Barack Obama, like he has got it all the time in the world. He has that stride. I was like, dude, you're cute. End quote.
She sounds like she talks a lot of shit about him.
She can't stand that trifling nigga. Mm. All right. And then I looked up, well, okay, so Barack, I looked up weird, and I didn't really find anything on weird, but I found one where the first words were, Michelle Obama says her husband Barack knows nothing, and I was like, ooh, let me click on that, and the end of the sentence was, about fashion.
Oh, gotcha.
So, talking mad shit. So, again, these black conservatives against white supremacy. Again, they're social conservatives. So, of course, be mad at woman because woman exists as woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mad at her angry girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga. Clowns.
Yes.
And this is a story that's out there. If anybody can find out if the victim was black and the perpetrator was white, I'd like to know. A 6-year-old girl was choked with her scarf on the school bus.
Mm.
And she had to be hospitalized. All right. And no extra I mean, the extra details.
Where was it?
In Long Island, New York. So maybe some racist little Daniel Pantaleo Italian boys, maybe. Mm-hmm. And a little black girl. Maybe. That's why I want to know. I don't know.
I'm making a note about that one.
Yeah, look for that fucking story. All right. And skibby flop boop bop dooba dot skibbity doo. Let me take a look over here. Southwest Airlines. White on white crime post Wednesday. All right.
Yes.
A white woman has herself a unit of offspring, and she got to choose the name. All right, because freedom.
Yes.
The name she chose was Absidy.
Right.
She spelled it as one would expect, phonetically, if you will. Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
Did it?
A, B, C, D, E.
Yes.
Oh, that's the spelling of the name.
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah,
I know this name.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You already saw the story?
I already saw the story, but I already know somebody with that name.
Like, in person?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Phoenix Kalita is from the shit. If you thought she didn't come from oppression, you do now. She came up around people so white, they had this name before it was a meme.
Yeah.
And the Southwest Airlines employee, what up?
I also do a... Who is calling me? Don't call me now. Yeah. Also, I know a kid named Pantera, like the metal band, and I know a kid named Anakin, like from Star Wars, like Darth Vader, before he was Darth Vader, his name was Anakin Skywalker. I know fucking Anakin. Yeah, fucking...
I think because of my ignorance of both of those things, of rock and roll and of Star Wars, definitely.
Yes.
Those actually just sound like cool names to me.
It's just weird when you know where they came from. So yeah, Anakin, Pantera, Absidy, Heaven, Lovely, Delightful.
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 I mean, I met people named Joy. Now, maybe it's because I'm hearing it so late in life, right? Like, if I first heard someone's name was Joy today, I'd be like, what the fuck? Or Faith. Like, if I met someone named Faith for the first time today, I'd be like, you're way too Christian for me. Even though you didn't choose the name.
Right.
I have to, I'm choking on your Jesus right now.
Yes.
It hurts.
Yes. So, yes, I have a lot of... And that's why I hate the whole, like, ugh, black people with ghetto names. I'm like, do you know what the fuck white people name their kids? There is a child in the world named Moxie Crime Fighter, for fuck's sake.
Seven.
I'm just saying.
Let me see. Mo Loco said, William, if you had a kid, what would you name them?
Oh.
Hmm. Maybe the same thing I named the cat, Jamal. I don't know why I fuck with that name. Devontae? Devontae's cool?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. God damn, there's so many fucking names.
Yes.
For me, in my head, Kenya is gender neutral. In my head.
It is.
I think. Kenya sounds gender neutral. I like Kenya. And, you know, I'd probably just spell it regular. Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it casual. Yeah, maybe Kenya, actually. That's where I'm going. Yeah, Kenya.
Kenya?
Yeah, and dress him like a little Crip.
Oh, my God.
What? Crippin'.
Yes, I know.
Damn right.
Which Good is kid. Hilarious, because he would inadvertently be doing the gender stereotype, because everything he... If it's a boy, everything is blue.
Oh no! Oh, no! That is a fact-based fact. That is true. Damn. Huh. Maybe I could get the blessing from the Long Beach Rolling 20s and get some yellow in there. And from the Hoovers and get some orange. Yeah, get some yellow and orange in there. Yeah, so, it's kind of mean, but also, come on, you named your kid ABCDE.
Absidy.
And there's a little audio.
The gate agent started mocking my child's name, laughing, pointing at me and my daughter, and talking to other employees. So I turned around and just said, like, hey, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, my daughter can too. Like, I'd appreciate if you just stop. The gate
agent. I can dig that. But also.
You named your kid Absidy.
On purpose. Like, and it's not like that's like. Some white ethnic name of white people who have been disenfranchised for right. 500 years. That's not like Lakeisha.
Right.
Which is a pretty ass name.
Yes.
Fuck it. All right. So that's going on. This one, I think Phoenix wants to at least have this on the weekend or something. A follow up, because we don't have all the fact-based facts.
Which one is that?
Hold on. That's coming in hot. The,
Shanice is also a pretty name. Yes.
Ah, Shanice, yeah. woman, is it Maria Ortega?
Oh.
Rosa Maria Ortega.
Yes.
Who is going to jail for 8 years for voter fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And she voted for the prosecutor that's prosecuting her.
Yes.
But we don't have all the fact-based facts yet.
Right. And I guess she's probably going to get deported after she gets out of prison. Because she's not a legal resident. She's on a green... Well, she is... She's legally here, but she's not a citizen yet. She's on the green card. So she's going to serve 8 years in prison doing slave labor and then get deported.
That's where my head was.
Yeah, and then I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if her kids are getting deported with her, Or are they going into foster care? I don't know.
Foster care. Podcast listeners, I did the good old-fashioned air quotes there.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and that's where my head was, man. Like, yeah. That's how important slavery is to McMurrica.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we want to get you the hell out of here, but... Man, it's some free labor.
I also want to fact check this, too. Somebody was showing pictures of, like, you know, like, the big, like, cement, like, huge structures they put to, like, you know, for walls and shit to keep people out of things. Like, on the sides of roads and shit.
They're putting I have an idea of it.
Yeah, they're putting those across, like, the borders now to keep people out. And allegedly, they were all made by inmates. And I was like, fucking... Using slave labor to build cement walls to keep immigrants out.
Amazing. Use slave labor to get rid of cheap labor, because slave labor is cheaper than cheap labor. Hey, welcome to America, buddy.
We're good at math here.
Well, six is more than zero.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Check out Professor Walter Block debating... noted, what did I call him? Pompous left individual Sam Cedar.
Yes.
It is entertaining. Sam Cedar is a, he's a funny New York man, but he is pompous left. I'm not going to front on that. All right. And you know what? Off to the one that I made this title for, unless you wanted to hit up some hitting them up.
Oh, well, I have a lot that we don't have to do, but at least that's when the update, that Biscayne Park Florida shit where they were framing black people for robberies so they could have a 100% crime solving rate.
Fuck, you told me about that.
Yeah, we've covered it. We've covered it like twice, I think, because we covered it when it got found out, and then we covered it as an update when some of the officers got arrested for doing this, because and basically the police chief is like, just go find some black people and say they did it. You know, because there was a string of home invasions in the area, and one of the guys that they framed actually ended up getting deported because he was an immigrant. I think he was from Haiti, I want to say. From somewhere in the Caribbean, got deported. So anyways, the last update for now, the police chief who framed all these black people is getting 3 years in prison. He could have gotten 10, but he got 3.
Which means he's out on good behavior in fucking 1.
Yep. And I don't know if he was, like, in county during his trial, because that also counts as time off.
Shit.
Yeah. So, 3 years.
And Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com. Check out FallonKitty.com. Fallon Matthew's in the archive chat space and said, this makes me think of that South Park episode where Canada built a wall and McMurricans were livid. And, oh, man, how come the only Democrat that I fuck with, the homie loco, Jesus Christ, I think her name is Pam, but I think I'm fucking up. I haven't talked to the homie in a while, but she's
Madison?
Madison Page. Madison Page is up in Canada right now, and she was offended because she's from McMurrica, they ask you extra questions about if you have guns.
Oh man.
Yeah, she was okay. Not feeling that. Yeah, they are like, what the fuck is with you Americans in your heat packing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, every American's a gangster rapper.
Every American is a gangster rapper. Let's see. Just, I don't know, just general stuff. Drug company raised price of life-saving opioid overdose antidote by 600%. Because everything is for profit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yeah. And then, the feds are hit with a $60 million claim after a migrant infant dies in detention center.
Fuck.
And researchers built a smart dress to see how often women are groped in clubs.
Okay, what do you think of that?
Oh, I think women get groped a lot in clubs, and now there's evidence.
Well, now there's going to be.
Well, there is already. They already did it.
There is evidence. It's in the Oval Office. It ran on that.
It doesn't count.
It was part of the campaign.
It's different when they admit it. I don't know.
Well, it also didn't get the popular vote. It kind of doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If there actually was a democracy.
Yes. Yeah, the project was called The Dress for Respect. Researchers built a dress embedded with sensor technology that tracked touch and pressure. The information was then relayed to a visual system so researchers could essentially track harassment in real time. To test the dress, researchers sent three women to a party wearing it. Throughout the night, there was a heat map version of its steadily light-up areas where the women were being grabbed, mostly the lower back, backside, and arms. The visual imposed over footage of the women brushing off men and asking not to be touched. In under 4 hours, the women were touched for a combined total of 157 times.
Holy shit! 157.
Yeah.
I almost want to say that we know of.
Yeah, because there was only three women who got to wear the dress. And, like, there were other, probably other women at these parties.
Whew.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. 157.
Yes.
You know how many fucking germs you get on you? A lot more than 157. These are men, all right? Yeah. And if this was a white club with white men, let me tell you something.
They don't wash their hands coming out of the bathroom?
Yo, my entire adult life, you know, and I get it. My personal anecdote is not legitimate science. All right, yes. Let it be known. Mm-hmm. So I'm making my assumption just off of my personal shit that I constantly and consistently, like, I'll be at the urinal or I'll go in like after a white man, and he'll do his deal, go up to the sink, wet his hands,
yeah,
run them through his hair, and walk the fuck out.
Oh, that's gross.
Yo, constant and consistent.
That's fucking disgusting.
And one of them was Joe Finazzo. I'm slanderous as fuck. Joe Finazzo, when I worked in the restaurant industry.
Was that the guy who got promoted after sexually harassing someone?
Two sexual harassments, man. What the? Give the man his credit.
Yeah, so.
Two.
How did Trump win? Because we promote people after they sexually harass someone.
Yeah, he hired in as an assistant and got two sexual harassments in 1 week and then got promoted to a general.
That's good.
Fuck yeah. And not only that, he got promoted to general to the number 12 location in the country.
Really?
Of this particular chain. What? That I signed paperwork that I won't say their name on the internet.
Ugh.
I'm trying to, it won't let me see Fallon Matthews' whole comment.
Oh.
Darn it to heck.
I can see
it's
that.
Saying, yeah, maybe you can see it. It starts out with, imagine what that money and time and research could have been used for if folks just believed women.
Oh, that's stupid. Nobody wants to just believe women. That's silly.
Right?
Why would we do that? No.
You're trying to find Fallon Matthews' comment?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I think that was the whole comment.
It says show more under it.
Oh, it doesn't show that here.
Oh.
It's just like the ... after it, but...
Okay. Maybe because she put ... Facebook glitched up on her and said, what's this light-skinned woman talking about? Oh, Fallon Matthew, we ran into somebody that looked like a miniature you.
Oh my God, we did. I was like, is Fallon
yeah.
here?
Like, I had to respect the kid, you know, because probably it looked like maybe 17 to 19 years old, mm-hmm. a kid.
I'd say like a senior in high school.
Yeah, and I got the fuck out of the kid's way. I was like, I don't want to get in front of the next great book. Like, shit, something awesome is going to happen. Yeah, that kid looks so much like you, yo. It was wild. It was actually when we were getting Phoenix Kalita that their tableta.
Yes.
Yeah, that Samsung device that she can now use because boys exist. So the other one is, it died.
It died. It was killed in a quasi-religious war. Whatever the fuck that headline was yesterday. about the garden gnomes.
Oh man, that was man. I think on my next vacation, I'm gonna binge listen to White on White Crimes. Just sit in the basement, man. Just fucking getting hammered by myself, listening to White
on
White Crimes.
I should start doing is like when I make like the show notes, start is put like extra words in so I can go back and search them, and then just go through and be like, here's all the stories we didn't have time to cover.
Damn.
Because I know for yesterday there was one about a guy who just got into a car accident and got mad and pulled a machete out of his car and started swinging it at niggas on the freeway.
You can do that on the Google Chrome. Now we're talking shop in front of you. I think this is called Inside Baseball. You're getting the Inside Baseball on the Wine Cellar. So on the Google Chrome, mm-hmm. I have the Blog Talk Radio with the password auto-loaded. Mm-hmm. So you just have to hit sign in, and mm-hmm. you can go edit any episode.
Okay, what
do matter of fact, I'll set it up on Firefox, too, because you're a Firefoxer. Phoenix Leader likes things that are crowdfunded. Activist.
Or that's the one I can open that doesn't open with, like, 27 of your tabs.
You're an activist.
Fine. Okay. I mean, God. Whatever. I did go to D.C. and lobby this year.
What do you think about Negro vote shaming?
I think that it's a trend. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, it was a you're too woke to vote friends.
Oh, fuck. I remember that.
And now it's just like... Which I think is the whole, you know, just very indicative of the Democratic Party in general, right? Like, voters are disenfranchised and we need the black vote. And then, fuck these niggers. Like, all right. Well.
Yeah, I think a great meme was... I'm pretty sure it was photoshopped, like a, you know, like a pretty blue collar looking black man getting hugged by Hillary Clinton, and mm-hmm. it was like three frames, and he was faded out, and it just said, "Thanks for the vote, fam."
I mean, that's not inaccurate. Oh yeah, Fallon said American drivers are just carrying machetes for road rage. Yes.
Fuck, was that one of our stories?
We didn't have time to cover it yesterday with white on white crime, but it was in the show notes.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a lot happening with, yeah. Yeah, like, if you, I know y'all listen to the podcast, but there's generally anywhere from, like, 3 to 5 stories that just don't make it because of time. So there's, like, so much more.
Yeah, like, if we were rappers, that would be, like, our lost tapes. Like, yeah, those would be our mixtapes.
Yeah.
That we'd put out in between albums. But I have to go to the factory too much.
Yes.
So we don't get to do things. And then when I took my vacation, I was not nearly as productive as planned. That vacation was full of sherbet and beer and Cece's pizza. That's pretty much all I did was fill my body up with content and then blow it out the back end a week.
It was probably, I think there's like a level of self-care to just relaxing for you because you're like, oh, what? I only did like 85 hours of labor this week. I think I can fit in another shift somewhere.
All right, Fallon Matthew of FallonKitty.com laughing at niggas.
Yes. Oh, and Fallon said, what happened to that troll with the IRS thing? I have not heard of sex workers actually hearing from the IRS. I think that their plan was not well thought out because you can't just be like, here's someone's Twitter handle. They're defrauding you. You know. And of course, I saw, I think I forgot to save it. I suck. That guy, who's his name? I forgot his name now. The guy who started the Thought Patrol report everybody to the IRS thing. Apparently,
David Wu or something?
I think that's what it was. Apparently, he has a history of trying to coerce nudes from teenage girls on social media because somebody started showing screenshots of DMs.
Oh.
And it was, you know, I know you're young, but you're so mature and you're so pretty and send me some nudes. And then he got mad because this girl wouldn't keep sending nudes, so he threatened to dox her. I don't know if he actually did. But yeah, she was like clearly having a panic attack. Like, you can't send my information out to people. And he was like, said he was going to post her name and address on social media.
See, man, you just...
Yeah, we can shoot that one in the face. We don't need it.
Yeah, I was about to say that, but I was like, what if he hears the show and then fucking reports me? You know, I'll keep it casual. You know, you just gotta, you know, love tap him a couple of times.
Well, what is it you say? Discharge some liberty?
Huh? Hey! Discharge some liberty. All right? From a freedom distributor.
Yes!
All right. So, on the vote shaming thing... Because I looked at, I saw this headline, uh-huh. you know, and it was posted by, you know, some, I don't want to say it was like some lefty head, but just like, you know, some black people I interact with. They're not, I wouldn't consider them lefty heads.
Okay.
You know, but it said, read this before you comment. Because you know how it is with headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Especially headlines with the words Bernie and or Sanders in them.
Yes.
Fucking Bernie Sanders headlines. Be like, Bernie Sanders is actually the one who shot Tamir Rice in the face with a bazooka. You know, and niggas would just be like, I knew he did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they think it's plausible at least. You know, and I'd say check with the ombudsman on that one. All right, so now, so the headline on CNN.com is, she wore a Confederate flag to vote. Then she laid it on the civil rights leader's grave. And the article, obviously the editors make the headlines, and the article is crafted by Emanuela Grinberg. Is that Hispana Jew? What is that? Jew Hispanic?
It could be Jew Hispanic. You know, there's also actual Jewish people just residing in Latin America, so that's also a thing.
All right. All right, they're doing... Oh, you know what? David Pakman's from there. Yeah. All right, so... So, Emanuela Grinberg, Jameel Lynch, and Madeline Holcomb for CNN came up with this article.
I have
of
high
sorts.
Expectations now that it found out it took three people to fucking write it.
Hold on, I think I have another sneezy poo coming on. Let's see if I can work through it.
Mm.
So, this article goes as so. Claudia Bivens wanted her grandson to understand the sacrifices African Americans made to get the right to vote. So when she left home Tuesday to vote in Mississippi's Senate runoff with the lynching lady.
Who won?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't Mississippi McPublican anyway?
It is, but it's also like they had the most lynchings of anyone during Jim Crow. Like it's, you know.
Of course they're going to be a little more right wing. And, so when she went for this vote, she wore a Confederate flag draped around her shoulders and a red noose hanging from her neck. The unconventional lesson left some people scratching their heads, but those who know Bivens said it made sense. So they're calling this an unconventional lesson.
Because it's honest, or...
No one's ever taught me anything by wrapping a flag around their shoulders and wearing a, you know, a mock modern-day crucifixion device.
Hmm.
No.
No.
No. People taught me things wearing lapel mics. Maybe having 3x5 note cards here and there. But never with a flag of any type. But apparently, this is an unconventional lesson. So, maybe we're just, we're not... I almost said woke mockingly. I don't want to use it as a slur myself. We're not anti-woke enough. Hey, yeah. There you go, fuckface. it continues. Carlos Wilson had an inkling of what she was up to when he saw her outside the polling station in Hattiesburg. The two know each other from their shared interest in political activism and social justice, said Wilson, mm-hmm. who is a pastor at the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh.
Jesus.
Okay.
Want you to wear that Confederate flag, Jesus. Mm. Quote from Mr. Wilson. Claudia Wilson had an inkling of what she was up to. Oh, whoops. Claudia is very outspoken, a very conscious woman. If there's something that's got to be said, that needs to be said, and if she's around, she's one of those people who will say it, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately knew what was going on, but I also like to hear her story, so I asked what the deal was today, actual end quote. So the story, are you ready? Are you excited?
Okay.
Bivens told CNN that her trip to the polls was a field trip with her 7-year-old grandson. I just call it a field trip. There's no classroom involved.
But she's teaching an unconventional lesson.
Oh, shit. It was a class.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it's one of those new small schools.
He's homeschooled.
No, shit. No, okay. Little homie schooled.
Little homie schooled.
Little homie schooled you on the basketball court.
Mm.
So it's her 7-year-old grandson who had completed a homework assignment the day before about why voting is important. She bought the noose, she said, to symbolize the past lynching of her ancestors. The flag was to represent the heavy burden of racism that still exists on her shoulders today, she said. Quote, it still weighs me down. The flag represents racism, slavery, and affliction, end quote. You're excited?
Is she going to say that my ancestors died for this? Is she going to fucking say it?
Of course not. This isn't predictable. nothing William does is predictable in everness. Don't look at my light brown pants.
Really? You're wearing light brown pants? Weird. I could have sworn I just hung up three pairs of light brown pants that you wore to work.
Now, somebody just heard that and said, wait, what? What's the story behind that? Because of ableism, we have a household where she does the more domestic labor than me.
Also, I'm also more tolerant of human beings, so I have a little bit easier time at the laundromat.
Oh, man, I would be thoroughly annoyed.
Yeah.
I'd be headphones on the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably talk to them about donuts.
I don't talk to them about anything.
Yeah, you do. You talking about bear claws?
No, what?
Bear claw eating ass nigga?
I haven't had a bear claw in years.
I haven't had a bear claw in years.
Yeah.
How about that bear you killed in the backyard? I saw the claws missing.
Really?
I saw the claws missing.
Really?
And I saw you smacking your lip.
Oh my God. Really?
All right, I'm very mature. This is a very
This is a very serious program.
Skibby Floopy Jibby Doo. All right, Bivens was part of the first integrated class in her high school, she said.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Mm-hmm.
She died for her school. She's still alive. And, so she was one of the first in there, you know, which, you know, it's that whole, I'm the only Negro here. I special. No, you're not, nigga.
No.
And I would not, like, in retrospect, looking back, yo, if I was a black parent of a little black baby back then, fuck no, you're not taking my kid to go be alone behind closed doors with those motherfuckers. Keep my kid in a raggedy-ass black school. We're going to make it. I have a job and a house.
Right.
Something's working here.
Right.
I'm not putting my fucking kid behind closed doors with them?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
when they've made it very clear how they feel about integration.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't want to... Because I think the homie Madison Page was actually also on the busing system growing up.
Really?
Yeah. She's black, so she looks like she's not that old.
Yeah.
But fucking, yeah, Madison was on the busing program. Chris Rock was on the busing program.
Do that shit.
In Brooklyn, New York. We see, I don't want to hear their stories. I want to hear the parents say why the fuck they did that.
Thought they were going to give their kids a better opportunity. Better funded school.
To get your ass kicked. which is what happened to Chris Rock.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time being the only black kid in school.
Awesome, fun, right?
It was fun.
Fuck no, man. I'm glad that, like, Spanaway, there were a lot of fucking, black and, like, Korean kids and Cambodian kids came later. Like, a good mix. But then I ended up in Tacoma, and it was just black, so it was all good. All right. This article of sorts continues. Microphone's still on. Good. So, boop-a-doop-doop. She was part of the first integrated class, and one of the lessons she shared with her grandson Tuesday was that she wouldn't have been allowed in the school he now attends when she was his age. After voting, Bivens took her grandson to a place she frequents, the grave of Vernon Dahmer. Oh, man, that last name has been tainted.
Mm.
A civil rights activist killed by the Ku Klux Klan for organizing voter registration for African Americans. I'm just interested if any of those remaining Klan members are alive. I just want to know, would you have killed that Negra anyway?
Yeah, like, that's kind of my thing. Did they, are these black people being lynched because they're voting, or did they just piss off white people in a system where white people are allowed to just kill black people?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it was that. Because, like, that's that shit, because they talk about, oh, lynchings, because, you know, I wrote, it's on the Social Dissonance WordPress. I fucking wrote about it, a little blog thing. But it's like, there's this obsession with, like, oh, they died for us to vote. I'm like, you know what else fucking black people died for? Yelling at their bosses. Not letting their bosses rape them. For being sassy to white women in the street. For whistling at white women. For looking at white women. For being in elevators alone with white women. For fucking owning property. For being successful at a business. For owning your own business. For, like, for telling police no. For being mistaken for somebody else. Or maybe it was just a huge fucking, like, Tulsa or Rosewood shit. And everybody who was black was getting lynched over some like, the fuck. But you know what? It's, like, in the fucking American psyche, because voting is, like, the proper way to protest, because it's the only, because it's polite, first of all.
Yeah.
You're not loud and in the streets of blocking up traffic or whatever. It's polite. And secondly, because if you're voting Democrat, you're helping the white moderates.
Well, and also,
white people like it because when you vote, you help them.
And look at how well voting has gone for Black South. Mississippi is a fantastic place for the Negro.
Yeah.
Things are going quite well.
And not just Negroes, for people in Mississippi in general. They're like fucking highest rates of like fucking heart disease, diabetes, poverty, like uninsured people, people in poverty. Like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Keep voting. Keep voting. Yeah. It's good. It's great.
What's wrong with heart disease?
Nothing.
So your heart is in a state of dis-ease?
Yes.
Okay, so that means you care about things. You're uncomfortable. You're not happy. You feel it in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds very social justice to me.
No.
No?
No.
So you're saying I'm saying something that doesn't make sense.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
I'm also saying that.
Oh, man. So she went down there and, it continues this article of sorts. After voting, in years past, Bivens said she would often visit Dahmer's grave on election days. This year, she and her grandson laid the Confederate flag over his grave and placed olive branches and peppermint on it. That is weird and creepy, and Fallon Matthew left another comment.
What? She did, and it won't let me read the whole thing.
Oh, you're having the same problem I'm having.
And yeah, well, let me click to see more. But it says, most of the time, I'm the only Black kid in most of my classes and events on campus today. It's ironic that most white faculty preach about intersectionality and stuff and not a peep about this. Contemporary, and then it cut off the rest of your comment. But yeah, that's like, we need intersectionality and blah, blah. And it's like, okay, so are you actually going to put Black people in? No? Oh, okay.
No, intersectionality means blonde, brunette, redhead.
That is what intersectionality means.
All right. We have, we got that olive girl with the black hair, Krista. She kind of came in gorilla style, you know?
God damn. the jokes will never end.
Fucking, Bivens said she placed the, and you know what, laying the flag down, that is, I think it's uglier and worse, symbolically, but it's corny to me, like when Kaepernick started kneeling.
Yeah.
I prefer the sitting, like to sit, and you know what, in that instance, I will approve of the man spreading. to sit like that.
Yes.
During the national anthem. I like that statement.
Because I like, you know who nailed that shit? Marshawn Lynch.
What'd he say?
Oh, because he was sitting. Like, people didn't even, because everyone was so focused on Kaepernick, they didn't even notice this nigga. He was just fucking. Like, during the anthem, I mean, it wasn't even political. He's like, I just don't feel like standing up for this shit. Like, it wasn't like he made, like, a big statement. He wasn't, like, on social media, like, we need to talk about police brutality. Like, I mean, he's aware of all these things, but he was just like, I don't fucking feel like standing up for this shit.
Yeah, didn't Marshawn just get his millions up and quit young with probably severely less brain injuries?
He was saying some shit about, like, he basically never used any of his NFL paychecks. Like, I don't know if it was just, like, endorsement money he was using or what, but he said, like, the whole time he was in the NFL, he never used an NFL paycheck. So he's, like, everything he made, he still has.
Is that the same guy that did a press conference and he just sat there
eating Skittles? Yes. And then Skittles paid him for a commercial of him eating Skittles. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, man. I'm really against the kneeling part. And then, like, to say you're kneeling for the troops, I hate that for the troops shit. Because then that really is kind of pro the anthem. Because the anthem is about blowing shit up and killing niggers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, the anthem is pro troops. So kneeling is pro troops. Anthem's pro troops. You're not really protesting. But I get it. I like when you pick out your afro. And I like his 10-point thing for the kids.
Right.
And, you know, the Nike thing that he did. As I said on the Facebooks, he had a job.
Right.
But somehow he was mysteriously laid off. So Nike offers him a job. Fuck it. Bills still exist, people.
Yeah.
Dancing it forward. This article of sorts continues. Skibby flibby doo. Bivens said her demonstration was inspired by this week's runoff election, one that brought Mississippi's history of racism and lynching into focus. Nigga, if you say the word Mississippi, you're bringing its history of racism and lynching into focus.
Can anybody name a movie about Mississippi that isn't Mississippi Burning?
Woo!
All right.
Hmm? Have a good one. I mean, what? Mississippi, Tennessee, any Alabama,
yeah.
Arkansas,
yeah.
Any of those. Soon as you say them out loud, Georgia, any of them.
Yeah.
Soon as you say it, you can feel it.
Yeah, you can like, feel the racism, yeah.
Kentucky. Kentucky sounds ugly. It sounds ugly racist.
Ugh.
Fucking, we're a couple.
It does. That's so horrible.
Back to this paragraph. She said her demonstration was inspired by the week's runoff election, the one that brought Mississippi's Mississippiness into focus.
Mm-hmm.
On the ballot was Senator Cindy Hyde Smith, who told one supporter that she'd be on the front row if he invited me to a public lynching. End quote. Her campaign team called the moment an exaggerated expression of regard, but the comment still cost her backing from big name donors like Walmart and Google. She doesn't really need those donors, though.
Right. Because, I mean, let's point out again, she's running in Mississippi saying, "I love lynching niggers."
Like, as a Republican. I guarantee you, if a Democrat and Republican both ran on that same platform, the Republican would still win because they habitually vote for the R.
Yes. And you know, and then it came out, too, that she had all the pictures where she was in, like, some Confederate museum posing with shit. And I was like...
Yeah, like, holding a
And
holding
people
a
were
gun.
Like, oh, I can't believe it. Like, what the... You can't believe it, really?
Nope.
Okay.
Niggas is always surprised that racism exists. I mean, unless it's a Bernie Sanders headline, then racism totally exists.
Racism always existed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking skippy flippy jibby doo. And the, yeah, and this what you just said is the end of that paragraph. So, CNN projected on Tuesday night that Hyde Smith defeated her opponent Mike Espy in the runoff election. Bivens told CNN she disregarded, she disagreed with President Donald John Trump's decision to campaign for Hyde Smith, but Tuesday's field trip was about connecting the past with the present. I think with Mississippi, it's all kind of, it's one big gastroenterological whiteness of shittery. I didn't really articulate that well.
Yeah, there's definitely not a lot of need to connect the past with the present when the shit that happened in the past is still happening in the present.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, they never took stool softener for that one. Mm-hmm. It's just still flowing.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a pipeline, if you will.
Oh, a pipeline, you say.
fucking skibby flippy doo. Quote, it was about, this is a quote from Bivens. It was about teaching my grandson a part of history that is normally hidden or ignored, end quote. Really, it is? No one ever talks about that. Get out of your echo chamber, Bivens. Like what? Like,
hidden? Hidden?
Yeah, all it's right. Hidden.
Okay.
That's the Confederate monument statues. They're all...
They're all hidden.
They're in alleyways, ducked down.
They have invisibility cloaks.
I mean, nigga, you live in Mississippi talking about some shit's hidden.
Like, you could find a Confederate flag on a whim to wear it to the polls. Like, come on.
No. She did not find that thing easily.
Really?
She had to go down in a fucking bunker.
Uh-huh.
She had to listen to Alex Jones talk about the Jews.
Uh-huh.
But not in a way like that, you know. He's just libertarian, kind of suspicious, you know.
Nah.
You know, just want some answers to some questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with the Bilderbergs? Fucking.
Oh.
What?
Speaking of the Jews.
Yes.
You know Laura Loomer?
No.
She's like a reporter, but she's super fucking racist, like totally on board with white supremacy. But she's Jewish, and it's hilarious because her Twitter got suspended or banned, and she's like, I'm going to go to Gab, which if y'all don't know, Gab is what the white supremacists use to talk to each other. Like them, the Adam Waffen neo-Nazi boys, the ones they killed Blaze Bernstein because he was gay and Jewish. That's where they go, to Gab. And so the Gab comments are fucking everything you would expect. And I was like, she went there. All right, she thought she was going to be welcomed there. Okay, it's kind of funny.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh, where things aren't all politically correctified.
Yep.
And at the end of the part of this article that actually matters, some people may think Bivens' demonstration was in poor taste, Wilson said. Wilson, that preacher guy from earlier. But if you know Claudia, and if you know the message she was trying to send, those of us who know are very proud of her. End quote.
Confederate monuments are in poor taste. Lynching jokes are in poor taste. Fuck you, Mississippi. Fuck you.
Yeah, this... Or, what up?
In the words of Nina Simone, Mississippi goddamn!
Yes. Yeah, that's a song, right?
Yeah.
What is it, like, blues?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Miss
Nina Simone was the one where everyone was mad because they played one of her songs at the end of a, what's that shit you watch? Fucking...
Democracy Now?
No, that TV show you watch with the fucking white women and that fucking fucked up dystopia shit.
Oh, that's Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, they played a Nina Simone song at the end of one of those episodes and people got mad about it.
You see how people see Phoenix Kalita's attitude that show you watch.
Yeah.
I understand if someone says that when they see me binge watching all 8 seasons of Desperate Housewives. But Handmaid's Tale B? Come on.
Anyways, the one where they were supposed to stone one of their comrades and they wouldn't stone her, that was a Nina Simone song they played at the end.
Okay.
Feeling good.
Wait, and who pretended to be mad at that?
Oh, just black organizers online.
Organizers. All right. They're organizing. I'm sure they have long email lists and whatnot.
They do.
And so this whole thing, I think this was super tacky vote shaming. And it's just gross looking, man. Like, because the image you see is this, I think she may have me beat on melanin. This dark-skinned black woman. Her hair appears to be dreaded. Mm-hmm. And with a Confederate flag wrapped around her.
Yeah.
And then the second image is still her, but it's her back. And a little black boy with a backpack following her. It is highly tacky.
It is.
Like, dude. That's why I wrote that lyric, man. I hate Republicans and side-eye Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Because fucking, I mean, CNN is obviously a little bit Democrat-leaning.
Yeah.
And that's probably mostly because of the whole adults in the room thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're still going to fucking bring on, what was it? They did Bill Nye and Marsha Blackburn to debate climate change.
Right.
They're still going to do bullshit like that. But they're going to play Democrat-leaning, which, again, Bill Nye is not a fucking climatologist.
No, he's not.
Now, I don't even know what he does. Like, physics or something?
I think so.
Yeah, like, he doesn't do climate. That's not his thing.
It's also like, if you're bringing on Marsha Blackburn, you're not intending to have a serious debate or discussion.
No.
Like, facts are not going to be on the table.
No, if you're bringing on Marsha Blackburn, you just want to listen to yourself, my goodness. Matter of fact, we're doing a Wine Cellar Classic. Actually, I don't have time to find that shit. Yeah, because that one, it's not easy to find because the keywords don't match the video at all.
Oh,
yeah, it's
right.
Bullshit. It's hard
Wasn't
to find.
Wasn't it about the government shutdown?
Yeah, so I mean, if I were to timestamp it, I could put October 2013. That's the best way to find it is to go to Yahoo and use search tools and make the, almost said flag, make the calendar narrow down to that. This was a tangential episode.
Yeah, and you know what else bothers me, too, about this whole story is, like, they did this to make her look kind of goofy, you know? But it's like, these are the same people who are like, we have to vote and we have to, you know, we have to get voters out there. We have to get voters during election season. And then as soon as election's over, we get this shit.
You know what? I didn't want to say it, but you said it, and it's the Wine Cellar, and it has been said, to make her look kind of goofy. Because this image of her, the one on her face.
I can guarantee you right now this is on fucking Stormfront.
Yeah, because they could have had her pose for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
But this is clearly like, it's or that shit where, what up?
Even at the, they could have just used the fucking picture of her back. That's at least less
Yeah, because you know when someone's talking, right, on a video, and you look for a still of them saying a word where you have to make your face look a little funny to say that word, which is what all political outlets do. Mm-hmm. If you're anti-Hillary Clinton, you pick a picture of her where she looks a little wacky because she's saying a wacky word.
Yeah.
And that's what they did to her. And so, like, she literally actually does look fucking goofy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I saw the picture... That's why I had to look at the person that posted it, and they said, please read before commenting, because it looks like some coon shit.
It does, yeah. And then, of course, also with the title and that being the thumbnail, you can guarantee that it was intended to portray it as some coon shit so that they could get angry clicks.
Yeah, again, the title. Same title as this podcast episode or YouTube video that you're looking at. She wore a Confederate flag to vote, then she laid it on a civil rights leader's grave. Yeah, that sounds super tacky.
Yeah, they did that on purpose. And this is how, of course, but then it's also like, this is how they respect black voters.
Yep. Huh. I guess you're really going to earn that too woke to vote crowd now, aren't ya?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Wasn't that shit on CNN, too? About the too woke to vote?
Oh, fuck, I think it was. All right. The Clinton News Network at it again. And, and if you like that wine cellar shit...
Yes.
And
you know you do.
You can opt in to pay a tax so everybody can drive on this road at paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam or patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. All right. And I think we still have the same most recent ones on the Wine Cellar Media Fund. The homies, Feminism and Decolonization.
Yes.
They came through and hit us up like some G's.
Thank you.
All right. And then a gang of y'all niggas. I mean, it's at 55 now.
Yeah.
So it's not like back when it was 16 and I could name everyone.
Yes.
Every month. And literally, like, interact with everyone individually. How you doing? What's going on? You can't interact with 55 people regularly.
I can't.
Like, I have... Shit, I already have over 100 coworkers. I work in a factory. All right. That's tangential. We can't do any more of that. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And before we go out, are we missing any of Fallon Matthews' comments?
The last thing she said was about there might be tokens at her events at school, which is not surprising.
Yeah.
Unfortunate, but not surprising.
Yeah, the Future Farmers of America wanted me to token it up from Lincoln High School. Yeah. But and I wanted to do it. It's an extracurricular activity. I wanted to do it, you know, because, like, maybe I can go to college and be one of the college people, you know, as a teenager.
Right.
And but the foster care house, it was very important that I be home and watch those kids. So I did that.
It was, though. Because if you didn't.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put up a picture of myself with those kids on the privately owned social media, but I'll make it a friends-only post.
Because
I know that none of y'all R. Kelly supporter niggas are on my friends list. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
All right. And that should be that. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Christians out of the military. And we talked, we played the soundbite yesterday from Robert Oscar Lopez saying, look, what the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has done is it's opened the door for these hyper-masculine homosexuals to come into the military, very similar to the kind of masculine ideal of the warrior in Greek culture, and they were homosexuals, those that were, the masculine ideal in Greek was the Greek warrior. He was a homosexual. They would often have young boys as their homosexual lovers, and you would have these homosexual couples that would fight together, the 300 at Sparta. That movie was made about them. They were 150 pairs of homosexual lovers. So there's a military tradition that's connected to homosexuality, and it's also connected to fascism.
And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch Eminem and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.